Oh yeah, I think he told me where you got them. I'm not sure. I remember if it was eBay or you know where did you source those from? But yeah, those look really handy.
No, I bought these ones at garage sale years and years, decades ago. But you can get them, order them, and then pick them up at Walmart for pretty reasonable. I sent you a link to them, but I have two of them, so they're even to carry when you fill both of them. You know, you're not like leaned over one side because they hold an awful lot.
Oh yeah, the same's true as 5 gallon buckets. You know, it's actually easier to carry a balanced load, like you said, so you're not having to lean or try to carry it, you know, between your legs with two hands, where it's so damn awkward, yeah. So that's absolutely the best way to go. Two of them.
These ones I have aren't identical, but they're close enough. But I picked them up. I think I got these at a garage sale or picked them up online. They're just handy, and I keep one for the fresh water for dipping for stuff, you know, and refilling the coffee percolator. Then the other one I use on the hot water, I put some eggs in there. When I warm it up, I'll bring it almost to a boil and shut it down. I got hot water for washing up and just doing the sink stuff, KB8OE, and then pull them eggs out with some barbecue tongs and throw them in a container. I got to get my three-way fridge set up inside this camper. These only come with an ice box, this little camper did.
Oh, okay. But you used your gas stove, didn't you?
Of course. Yeah, I used it. There's a video on my picture, a video on my Facebook page, but I use that for the coffee in the first morning. I made pancakes. Then I made bacon on them. But, yeah, most of the cooking I do is on the stove.